This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth, with Tommaso Bonbon. How are you, Bonbon?
I'm doing well. I had a row over, you know, during the storm.
Row over. It wasn't that bad. Come on. Come on.
In sections.
So, this is your first show since we put the new song on, isn't it?
No, I was here last week.
You were here last week. I'm getting old, Tom. I turned 60 on Monday.
You did.
It's difficult to continue to remember all these things. Your wife was the one who picked that song out.
Yeah, she was very excited to hear that song.
So anyway, we're here with Money, Riches, and Wealth. Tonight we have a guest, and Thomas, we're going to take callers with this guest. We normally don't take callers when we have an author on, but this is a topic that many of our listeners enjoy, which is Social Security.
Our
guest tonight wrote a book about maximizing Social Security. And so she's going to take your questions tonight. Anything on Social Security, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. But tell them who we've got on the line.
Yeah, so folks should call in on these Social Security topics, particularly to talk to Mary Beth Franklin. And she's a CFP, just like us, Certified Financial Planner.
Yep.
And she's a contributing editor at Investment News. So, really every time that comes out, we see her picture and her articles in there. She's nationally recognized as an expert in Social Security claiming strategies. And as you mentioned, she just kept the revised edition because of some of the law changes that occurred in 2015. She has a revised edition of her book, Maximizing Social Security Retirement Benefits. She's a contributing author there. She's got her bachelor's from AU, American University. And we're really excited to have Mary Beth on the line tonight.
Yeah. Mary Beth, are you with us?
I sure am. Thanks for inviting me, guys. It's my favorite topic.
Yeah, well, let me honor you real quick, and that is that Mary Beth was really just a general financial journalist, and she wrote on all kinds of topics. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I think it was, she decided to focus solely on Social Security maximizing strategies. And I think that she's probably become one of the foremost experts in Social Security strategies.
Yep.
And she advises advisors on how to handle Social Security for their clients.
Right.
So, you know, Mary Beth, and now, she is not Mr. Social Security himself, Tom.
No, she could be Mrs. Social Security.
She could be, but...
I think I'll go for Ms. Social Security,
how's that? Ms. Social Security herself. So, anyway, Mary Beth Franklin with us tonight. She's one of the country's foremost experts now on maximizing Social Security strategies. So if you want to call and ask your question, she is taking questions tonight for our listeners, 410-922-6680, if you want to call. There are lines open. We do have a couple callers already called in. But if you want to call in and ask your question, 410-922-6680 on any topic dealing with Social Security, because Mary Beth has that topic down pretty pat now. So, and you just wrote your book. I'm going to go to Sally in a second. What's the book again?
It's Maximizing Social Security Retirement Benefits, and it's the revised edition as of 2016 with all the law changes.
And Mary Beth, you wrote that book. You wrote that book for advisors more so than for the public, right?
Actually, the initial version was for advisors, but I am told that I write in such a conversational manner that it's easy for any consumer to read. And frankly, that's my background as a consumer personal finance journalist. I was a writer and editor at Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine for many years. That's where I started writing about Social Security and decided to really hone in on this area because I realized that so many financial advisors didn't know the details and needed more information so they could more accurately advise their clients.
So anyone, again, if you want to call in, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask your question about Social Security, first we're going to go to Sally in Delaware. Sally, how can we help you?
Hi, thank you. In a nutshell, I was married 25 years, divorced. I'm 70. I started taking social, what was been the earliest? It's 52 maybe, 55?
62.
62.
62. Yeah. Okay, started taking my social at 62. My ex is now 66, which I believe is the retirement age that I'm allowed to take half of his social. My top earning was probably $50,000 a year. I am certain, because of my alimony payments, that he's well over several million dollars a year in still working. But when I went to Social Security to ask if I could upgrade my what I get to half of his, they said there was no difference.
And Sally, and
I found that hard to believe.
You have a couple things going on there. First of all, let's back up and say you are correct that people who were married at least 10 years, who are divorced and currently single, are entitled to claim benefits on their ex's working record if it's larger than their own. Keep in mind that a spousal benefit, something that you collect on your spouse or your ex-spouse's working record, is worth half of what the worker was entitled to, not 100%. And even though he may make $1 million a year, that doesn't matter to Social Security. Its benefits are based on up to the taxable wage base each year. This year, it's $127,200. That's what we pay our payroll taxes based on. So even if he makes $1 million, in Social Security's mind, his taxable wages on which his benefits are based are only $127,000 a year and change. So while you think he made a whole lot of money, his Social Security benefits may not be as big as you think. In fact, someone claiming Social Security benefits today at their full retirement age of 66, the maximum benefit is about $2,600 a month. Half of that is $1,300 a month. If your own benefit is bigger than $1,300 a month, you're not going to get anything.
But Mary,
I now get mine based on my $60,000 maximum income, plus they now take out Medicare.
Right, Sally.
So I have to see if my annual is $1,300 before Medicare deductions.
You look at Social Security before the Medicare deductions. That's what Social Security deals with. The other point, let me give you a little silver lining. I always tell my divorce clients that a spousal benefit is worth up to half of the worker's benefit amount, but a survivor benefit, if they die first, is 100%. So look at it this way. Your ex is worth twice as much dead than alive. So I'm not wishing. And you probably knew that already, right?
I did. He's 5 years younger, but that's okay. I'm willing to wait. Okay.
So just keep in mind, if you're not getting anything now, there is still a possibility you could get something later. And here's one other wonderful tidbit about Social Security. There are more than 2,700 rules that govern Social Security benefits, and I swear, half of them are exceptions. Here is one of the exceptions. To collect benefits on an ex, you have to be unmarried. However, if you remarry after age 60 and your ex dies, you can still collect survivor benefits even if you're married to somebody else.
Understood.
Mary Beth, I got to take my pause with traffic,
okay.
And I'm going to get right back with Money, Riches, and Wealth right after this. Thank you.
Personal finance has become a major area of stress due to the increasing dangers and complexities of the global economy. Personal financial management is a comprehensive approach to combating these issues, and the financial physical is the first step. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, an independent fee-only firm. The Financial Physical begins with an objective analysis of your personal finances and ends with a plan to help achieve your goals. Experience the difference of the Financial Physical and learn how personal financial management can revolutionize your financial well-being. To learn more about the Financial Physical and the other services we offer, call us at 410-823-SAVE. That's 410-823-7283. or the easy way to remember that, 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at drewtig.com. That's drewtig.com.
And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here with Mary Beth Franklin, and she's talking about Social Security, one of the country's foremost experts now on Social Security strategies, and our lines are jammed now. We're going to Alex in Owings Mills. Alex, how can we help you?
I have a simple question that's difficult to answer. What's the best time to retire? It's early retirement, 66 regular, or stay until 70? That's my question.
Yep.
It's a great question that everybody asks, and of course it depends on your circumstances. People have to realize that if you claim Social Security benefits as early as age 62, which may be okay for you, you're going to get a permanent reduction in your benefits of 25% or more for the rest of your life. If you wait till 66, you're going to get your full benefits, even if you keep working, because people who claim benefits before full retirement age are subject to earnings restrictions. Those earnings restrictions go away at 66. But the big boost for being patient is if you are willing to postpone your benefits beyond your full retirement age, you earn an extra 8% per year up until age 70. That means if you wait until age 70, you could increase your full retirement age amount by 32%. If you were entitled to $2,000 a month at 66 and you waited until age 70, you would get $2,640 a month for the rest of your life, plus increases for cost of living adjustments. So if you're healthy and you have other sources of income like a job or other assets like retirement savings to rely on, and you can afford to delay, you get a much bigger benefit for the rest of your life.
All right, Alex?
Yep, thank you very much.
All right. You know, Mary Beth, the key that you stated there when you gave them the list of things, it was, are you healthy? And life expectancy is the big question whenever you're claiming. What are you going to assume?
Certainly. Now, averages really are great for actuaries, but not so great for individuals. But frankly, most people tend to underestimate how long they're likely to live.
Especially in today's world.
Right. A 65-year-old man is likely to live on average to 84. A 65-year-old woman is likely to live till 86, but half of all Americans will live longer than that. And so many people who have, you know, desk jobs, they're not construction workers, they're not on their feet all the time, college educated or more, they're likely to live a very long time.
Yeah.
So the issue is, gee, do you want to grab Social Security at 62 so you can buy a boat, or do you want to wait till 70 so you can make sure you're not eating cat food at 85?
Hold on, we're going to go to Robert now. Robert in Norrisville, how can we help you?
I've got a question. My wife had paid into Social Security for 38 years.
Okay.
She, passed away of a sudden massive brain aneurysm.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And, Social Security sent me $255 for funeral expenses.
And that amount has not been increased in decades. That's
since the beginning.
Is
well, $255 isn't a drop in the bucket to bury somebody.
But that was established, Robert, in 1932. And in that time, it was what was necessary, and as Mary Beth just said, it's never been increased since the day Social Security came into existence.
But the issue, Robert, is you are also entitled to survivor benefits. Have you collected your own retirement benefit yet?
No, because I'm only, on my next birthday, I'll be 62, but I don't plan to retire.
Okay, but here, this is a perfect strategy for you. May I ask you if you're still working?
Yes.
Okay, what I would suggest you do, your full retirement age is 66 and 2 months probably, is that when you reach your full retirement age, you can claim survivor benefits on your wife's earnings record. You would get 100% of what she was entitled to at the time of her death. In the meantime, your own Social Security retirement benefit will continue to grow by 8% a year, between 66 and 70, and at 70, you can switch to your own larger retirement benefit. That way you're collecting both as a survivor initially and later on your own record.
Well, that's been good information, because when I talked to Social Security, they told me I could collect one or the other, but not both.
Well, they're wrong. Survivor benefits and retirement benefits represent two different pots of money. And even after the rule changes that took effect in 2015, they did not affect survivor benefits. So surviving spouses or surviving divorce spouses who are also entitled to their own retirement benefit can still choose which benefit to claim, and it can be done in either order. In your case, it would probably make sense to collect survivor benefits first and let your own retirement benefit keep growing and switch to that at age 70 when it's the maximum amount.
All right, Robert.
In other people's cases, the opposite may be better.
It would be eligible for survivor benefits, correct?
Correct. You're actually eligible for them right now, but since you're still working, it would not make sense to collect them.
Yeah. All right, Robert, good question. Social Security's right. They can't get both at the same time. But you can switch, like you're saying, when you can really maximize them. So that's you're right. Your strategy is perfect for them. All right, we're going to David in Kearney. David, how can we help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Hey, I'm okay. I got two questions. Now, my mom is in a nursing center, and she collects on my dad's Social Security, which is about $1,700 a month.
Okay.
I'm paying about $365 for her supplemental health care.
Okay.
Can I get her on Medicaid as her supplemental health care and get rid of that $365 a month?
Well, that's a separate issue. Medicaid, we're talking, which is different than Medicare. Medicaid
right.
is for health expenses for very poor people. To qualify for Medicaid, your mother would have virtually no assets, have no more than about $2,000 to her name. If she spent down all those assets...
That's what I'm getting at. I mean, because the money's going to be running out here real shortly, where she's going to be down below $2,000.
Correct. So at that point, when she would qualify for Medicaid, which would presumably pay her nursing home expenses, she should also qualify for subsidized health insurance. It's called being dually eligible, special help from Medicare. So if you go to Medicare.gov and in the search box you'll see special help, it will explain what sort of benefits she would be entitled to.
David, okay. I would recommend that you contact an elder care attorney before your mother runs out of money, and then they can help her get qualified for Medicaid. It's not as an easy process as you might think. Anyway,
that's excellent advice, because you don't want to jeopardize her space in that nursing home.
Yeah, and we got to take our next pause right now, and then we're going to come back, answer questions on Social Security. We still have a couple people online, so if you want to call in while we're on this pause, 410-922-6680. Hold with us. We're going to be right back. Money, riches, and wealth.
75% of adults agree they could benefit from advice and answers to everyday financial questions from a professional. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consult. We strive to serve as a leader in educating the public on personal finance topics through our Financial Pulse and Consulate Journal. For these publications and learn about our personal financial management services, visit our website at drewtig.com, and follow us on Twitter @TheFinCon for educational updates.
All right, we've got plenty of callers online. The lines are jammed, so we're going to have to try to fly through these if we can. Kevin in Annapolis, how can we help you?
Hi, Mary Beth. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Kevin.
A couple of callers probably answered my first prong question, was whether or not my wife should take her retirement of $1,400 a month at age 62 versus waiting until 66 and she makes $483 more per month. If you take that 483, you multiply it in the time frame you're leaving about $70,000 on the table by the time she starts collecting at 66. So it takes about 12 years to recoup that $70,000 you left on the table. Is that a smart move, or?
What I like to do is to tell married couples to coordinate their strategy, and it generally makes sense for the spouse who has the higher Social Security benefit to delay as long as possible, up until age 70, because the biggest Social Security retirement benefit will also translate into the biggest survivor benefit for who is ever left behind. But having said that, it often makes sense for the spouse with the smaller benefit to go ahead and collect earlier. It brings some money into the household from a cash flow standpoint and takes away a bit of the sting of having the other person wait until later. The thing to keep in mind, though, is if you continue to work, it often does not make sense to claim benefits before your full retirement age, because you're going to temporarily give some or all of those benefits back. Once you reach your full retirement age, which is currently 66, you can collect benefits and earn as much money as you like with no impact on your Social Security benefits.
Yeah, and Kevin, remember one other thing too. Your math is a little flawed because you weren't considering the income taxes you'll pay on that extra $483 a month. So make sure you factor that in when you try to do your present value calculation. And I'm with Mary Beth. I think she ought to wait a little while. You know, she should collect earlier, but she should wait a little while, not right away at 62, especially if she's working. If she's working, it's a no-brainer. Don't do it.
Now, one other question, Kevin. May I ask how old you and your wife are?
Okay, she's 62, and I'm 57. Mm. And the other prong question.
Then I can't help you, because for people who were born before 1954, which means they turned 62 by 2015, they have other claiming strategies available to them. But it's only an option for people who were born before January 1st, 1954. I think we probably have to go to the next caller, though. So thanks for the great question.
Yep. Good question, Neil. Or Mel, I'm sorry. Mel in Baltimore. How can I help you?
Yes, I just heard about that survivor's benefit. I'd never heard of it. My wife's passed away about, well, at least 10 years ago. Who's eligible for that?
A surviving spouse is eligible for survivor benefits, but the assumption is you're not collecting your own benefit yet, or the survivor benefit is bigger than your own Social Security retirement benefit. If you were already collecting Social Security and your wife died, you would only get a survivor benefit if it was bigger than what you were already collecting.
Okay.
Did your wife make more money than you, Mel?
No.
No, then that's why you're not getting a survivor benefit. You should have gotten into $255, though, when she passed away.
Yes, I did that. I did that.
All right, buddy.
But what happens to my wife's money that she put in there all those years?
Basically, it goes back into the pool to pay everybody else's benefits.
There you go. All right, Mel. Good question. We got to go to Sharon in Cadenceville. How can we help you, Sharon?
Hi. Thank you both for taking my call. Good evening.
Hi, Sharon.
I am a 74-year-old widow. I am a retired federal employee. My husband worked for the state. I am told that I am not entitled to widow's benefits.
Well, if you were under the old Civil Service Retirement System.
And I was.
CSRS. It meant that you did not pay Social Security payroll taxes. You got your paycheck, and it was 7.65% higher than the rest of ours because we were paying FICA payroll taxes. So when it comes time to collect Social Security benefits, it's pretty much you have to pay to play.
Oh, I understand that, but my husband
also
did.
Applies to survivor benefits.
Oh,
basically, there's a rule that says if you are collecting a pension from benefits from work where you did not pay Social Security FICA taxes, so you've got this federal pension, and you try to collect Social Security survivor benefits on your husband's record, they would reduce any potential Social Security survivor benefit by two-thirds of the amount of your pension. So let's say your federal pension was $3,000 a month. two-thirds of that is $2,000 a month. They would subtract $2,000 from any potential Social Security survivor benefit, and that would effectively wipe it out.
And that would what? I'm sorry. They would subtract that from any possible Social Security benefit. That would leave $1,000.
Well, no. If let's say your husband's Social Security survivor benefit was $2,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
and your federal pension, I'm just making up numbers.
Yes, that's fine.
$3,000 a month.
Uh-huh.
Two-thirds of your pension would be $2,000 a month.
Exactly. You
subtract that from his $2,000 survivor benefit, you get zero.
I see.
You would only get any excess amount that was larger than two-thirds of the amount of your pension.
Okay.
All right, Chair.
Both of us had paid Social Security, and other than this government work, we work on the outside.
Right. But
that doesn't play into it at all.
Well, if you have a government pension, this rule comes into effect for your survivor benefits.
Okay.
Now, if you paid Social Security benefits on your own work record for at least 10 years, you would be qualified for your own Social Security benefit, but it would be reduced because of your federal pension. It wouldn't be eliminated, but it would be reduced.
All right.
And Sharon?
Yes, thank you for your answers.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a very complex area, mm-hmm. you know, when somebody has got a CSRS pension, they can't fully get their arms around it, but I can understand why. We're going to go to Dorothy in Mount Washington. How can we help you?
Yes, good evening. Thank you so much. I'm calling in regards to would there be any additional amount to my Social Security? I'm a World War II widow, and my husband passed away almost 5 years ago. I took my Social Security at age 62.
When your husband passed away,
yes.
did you contact the Social Security Administration to see if your benefit as a surviving widow would be larger than your own?
No, it was not. I did check that after his
death. Then if it was not larger, you would not get an increase. You only get a survivor benefit if it's larger than what you're already collecting.
All right, so the amount would stay the same, correct?
Correct, correct.
All right, I certainly appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Good call. And we're here with Mary Beth Franklin, an expert on Social Security maximizing strategies. You want to call in 410-922-6680. Right now I got to go to Jerry in Woodbury. Jerry, how can we help you?
Hello, I have a question for you. I was going to retire at 62, so I would only got X amount. I'm still working. It wouldn't have made no sense because they'd have got most of it back anyway. So I waited until I was 66. Okay, I'll be 74 in 5 months. I'm still working. Now, they're taking $60, $70, $80 a week out of me, Social Security. So you tell me I'm not being penalized? I'm not getting $2,200 a month.
1 second, Jerry. Did you claim your Social Security benefits yet?
When I was 66.
When you were 66. Okay.
Yeah.
What many people misunderstand is that even if you're collecting Social Security retirement benefits, if you continue to work, regardless of your age, everybody pays FICA taxes. So because you're still working, you're still paying Social Security payroll taxes. But Social Security benefits are based on your highest lifetime earnings, based on your top 35 years of earnings. So every year you continue to work, if it replaces one of those lower earnings years that had previously been used in your benefit calculations, your benefit could keep going up.
But my benefit's not going up. Like I said, when I started almost $2,000, I'm getting $2,200 now, and you look what I'm paying in every month. You think that's not being penalized?
No,
I'm not getting $2,200 a month now. If you figure that over the year I'm paying in, there's no way I'm getting my max benefit because I'm paying $2,000-$3,000 in a year.
Right.
Well, again, if it raises your average lifetime earnings, your benefit could increase, but keep in mind you're probably having Medicare premiums deducted from your Social Security as well.
That's true. We got to run. We got to take our next pause with traffic. We're going to be right back. If you want to call in 410-922-6680, if you want to ask your Social Security question to Mary Beth Franklin, but right now we got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic. And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here with Mary Beth Franklin. And Mary Beth, why don't you tell everybody about your book if they want to get it? How do they get it?
You can actually get my book through investmentnews.com. Just type my name into the search box. It should come up, and you can order it directly there.
That's Mary Beth Franklin, investmentnews.com, and you can get that book through there. And if you want to read about maximizing Social Security strategies, and it's an excellent book. It goes into a lot of different topics. And right now we've got to run to the last few callers for the night. Joe in Middle River. Joe, how can we help you?
Hi, Mary Beth. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
Thanks for your time. I have a quick question. In order to collect the maximum Social Security, what your annual income should be and for how long you should be earning that?
Well, to collect the maximum Social Security benefit, you would essentially be paying up to the maximum tax base each year. This year it's $127,200. Any amount of wages that you earn over that do not count towards future Social Security benefits. And each year that number goes up by a little bit to keep pace with inflation.
And doesn't matter how long you're earning that? Like, is it a limit of years that you need to earn it before you...
Well, you need to work at least 10 years to qualify to be eligible for Social Security benefits, but the actual benefit amount is based on your top 35 years of earnings. So essentially, the longer you work and the more you earn, the bigger your benefit will be.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, Joe. Good call. Good question. We're going to Washington in Pasadena. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone, and happy birthday, Drew.
Well, thank you, Washington.
real quick question. My wife and I were both about a year apart in age difference, and she just wanted to make sure that if I wait until, let's say, 66 or 70 in order to get my full benefits before I get my Social Security, she can, at 62, take half of whatever I'm going to be getting?
Well, unfortunately, that is no longer true.
Ah.
The problem is you actually have to claim your benefit in order to trigger a spousal benefit for her. Now, if she has her own working history, she can claim her own retirement benefit as early as age 62.
Okay, yeah.
And it's better from the family standpoint for you to wait as long as possible to get your biggest benefit possible. But she cannot collect on your earnings record until you actually collect.
Okay, right. So then if she clicks on hers at 62 and then waits until I collect mine at either 65 or 70, then she can get half of mine at that point.
Well, if basically they would layer any excess amount on top of her own benefit. The thing to keep in mind is that the maximum spousal benefit would be based on half of your full retirement age amount, half of your age 66 amount. Even if you waited till 70, her spousal benefit is still based on half of your age 66 amount.
Ooh.
But if you were to die first, her survivor benefit would be worth 100% of what you were entitled to, including any of those delayed retirement credits. That's why I urge one spouse to delay as long as possible, because it creates a bigger survivor benefit. I tell all the guys in the audience, next Valentine's Day, forget the flowers, forget the chocolates, send a card that says, "I'm waiting till 70, honey. You're welcome."
Yes, and she loves me. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Washington. Good call. Good question. And we're going to Brian in Baltimore City. Brian, how can we help you?
Happy birthday, Drew.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Mary Beth, thank you.
Hi,
for
Brian.
Taking my call. Hello?
Yes?
Oh, my question is, my wife passed away in 2014. She had cancer.
I'm and sorry to hear that.
She was in that hospital, and the last 2 weeks of her life, we found out that she was actually dying, and she only had 2 weeks left. Anyway, I brought her home and looked after her for the 2 weeks, and she died in October the 19th, 2014. I finished work at 66 when, let's have a look, 2012, and I was drawing Social Security. Well, she was drawing Social Security as well, but she got it off her husband because he earned more than what she did. So she got their survivor's benefit that you're talking about.
Okay, so she got a survivor benefit on her previous husband.
Correct.
And then your wife died. So she, did she have any work history of her own?
Small.
Small. So then you are not entitled to any survivor benefit because you are already collecting your own retirement benefit, and that is larger than any survivor benefit would have been on her own work history.
Okay. That's what I thought.
All right, Brian?
Yes, thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He could have still gotten the $255, though.
Yes. $255, but no monthly survivor.
No, that's true. And I wonder if, you know, a lot of people don't get that $255 because, like Brian, he probably would have never claimed survivor under her.
Right.
Well, it does concern me that many people don't realize there is a Social Security survivor benefit under most conditions for surviving spouses. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the really valuable aspects of Social Security. So you should use your program to spread the word that if a spouse dies, contact Social Security to see if you're entitled to a survivor benefit.
Yeah, you know, and that's a great point with nowadays with both mm-hmm. spouses working.
Yep.
Because we had somebody come to us, Mary Beth, a few years ago, and her spouse had passed away a while ago, and I was looking at her benefit and that she was getting for Social Security. She was like 73 or 74 years old, and realized that she had never claimed survivor's benefit against her late spouse, and you know, went back in, and you know, you don't get a retroactive benefit when you go back in and claim it.
That's right. The maximum retroactive benefit is 6 months.
That's right. So, you know, so it is very important that if you have a spouse pass away, that you go to Social Security just to make sure, is there anything extra? Even if they tell you there's not, you still should go in because you're probably going to get the $255 if nothing else.
Better to check. Also, with so many remarriages and second families, there are often minor dependent children under the age of 18 when a parent dies. In that case, the child is also entitled to a survivor benefit worth 75% of the worker's benefit amount until the child turns 18.
Yeah. Now, we only have about a minute and a half, but let's address that issue with Brian, where he said he was married and his wife was collecting survivor's benefit. That's an important issue that everyone needs to know about. If you're thinking about getting remarried and you're 59 and a half years of age, what do you tell them?
My golden rule is wait until 60 for that second trip down the aisle. It could really pay off in the long term.
If you're a widow or widower, right?
Or even if you're divorced, if you remarry after 60,
well, that's true.
You cannot collect a benefit on a living ex-spouse, but if that ex-spouse dies, you could collect the survivor benefit, even if you're married to someone else.
So, you know, you got to, it's the law. You have to wait until you're 60. Don't ask us why. It's just the way they wrote the law.
I have two rules when it comes to divorce. There must be at least a decade between I do and I don't, and wait until 60 for the second trip down the aisle.
And then what you're saying there is somebody who's been married 9 years and 5 months, and they're in
that paperwork.
And they're in the midst of a divorce, just keep dragging it out.
Right. If you're married, you know, 9 years, 11 months, and 29 days, you are not going to get a Social Security benefit. Stretch it out to 10 years.
Mary Beth, we really appreciate your time.
Yes,
that was excellent.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
And if they want to get your book, it's Mary Beth Franklin, investmentnews.com, and that's they'll be able to find that book, Maximizing Social Security Strategies.
Right. If they just go to investmentnews.com and in the search book put Mary Beth Franklin or Social Security ebook, some detail will come up that they can just click and buy it.
All right. And we appreciate your time, Mary Beth. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.